Welcome to Shom Achshava and the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Haim B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding and every Zohar Daf I involve at the end of the Masechta. And the Masechta ends with a story that Shvur Malko, the king of Persia, he cut an esrog with a knife that belonged to him, and he gave a piece to Bati Bar Tuvia, as Toys points out, who was a slave, wasn't completely released, and he gave him a piece without doing hechsher, without cleaning the knife. But then he cleaned the knife well, he stuck it into the ground 10 times and gave it to Mar Yehuda, and that's how he gave the piece of the esrog to Mar Yehuda. So Bati questioned, why are you doing hechsher only for Mar Yehuda, not for me? So the Gemara brings two things that Shvur Malka told him. Either he told him that I know Mar Yehuda, I know how he's makpid on eating right, I don't know about you. Or in a stronger way, that Shvur Malka told Bati, Itkar my avtoborto, remember what you did last night, meaning you were with a woman last night, I know you're not such a big tzaddik. Rebbe Tzadik HaKoyen, in the Sefer Dover Tzadik and Ois Gimel, he brings there a big Yisoy to explain that Am Yisrael needs Umas Oilom for them to clarify what Am Yisrael is, to clarify the level, the dargah of Am Yisrael. Because once you compare Am Yisrael to Umas Oilom, you see the mile of Am Yisrael. And when Am Yisrael is going through the tzoros that they have through the Umas Oilom and they still continue to be Am Yisrael, that's when you have the birur of Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael needs, so to speak, the Goyim in order to come and clarify who Am Yisrael is. And he goes on to explain, that's why there's Shivim Purim, Am Yisrael brings in Sukkos for Umas Oilom, because the Bir of the Asid Lava comes through Umas Oilom. And he goes on to explain, he says it in short words, but it's an unbelievable idea. He says that really that's Masechta Avodah Zarah. Masechta Avodah Zarah starts with the fact that Umas Oilom come and complain why Am Yisrael is different. And the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the mitzvah of Sukkah, and through there there's a biru of here is the difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilom. Klal Yisrael can keep the mitzvah of Sukkah, while Umas Oilom, they kick the Sukkah when it gets too hot. Meaning through the gilui of Umas Oilom Lasid Lavoi, we reveal the mile of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, that who are the ones that are going to testify in Klal Yisrael? Mikem yavo v'yeidu. The Goyim themselves are going to testify in Klal Yisrael that they kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because through the Goyim, you reveal the mile of Klal Yisrael. That's how the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah starts. And in the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, it ends the same way. That Shvur Malko, the king of Persia, he's the one who reveals the mile of Klal Yisrael. And the Adz of Tzadik, in short, that the beginning of the Masechta Avodah Zarah speaks about the Milo of Emuno Bitochon of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael completely reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Sukkah, to be under the auspices of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to trust him that he's going to do the right thing. This is something that Am Yisrael has and the Goyim don't have. And the end of the Masechta speaks about another Milo of Klal Yisrael, which is the Milo that they don't have Znus by them. The Milo of the Shmira of the Bris. The mile of the Emunah Bitochon is the mile that Am Yisrael has over the Goyim. And the mile of the Shmirah Sabris is the mile they have over Avodim. Avodim, slaves, are pritzim. They're pritzim in Znos. Am Yisrael has these two miles. Can I get the Goyim? Can I get the Avodim? He says, that's what we say every morning. Shalom Asani Goy. And we say, Brocha Shalom Asani Ovid. It's two different miles of Klal Yisrael. The mile of Emunah Bitochon and the mile to get over the Znos. So this is the ratio and say for the beginning and end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Masechet Avodah Zarah starts with the mile of Klal Yisrael compared to the Goyim, that they can keep Sukkah, they have the Emunah Bitochon to trust Hashem, where the Goyim don't have it. And the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah is talking about the mile that Shvur Malka, the Goy, was able to recognize. Tamar Yehuda is the one who did not be over any Yisrael of Znos, while Bati, who is a slave, he has the Inyanim of Znus, and therefore the Shvur Malka himself comes and testifies and points out the Maila the Klal Yisrael have over Avodim. So Tzadik is teaching us that this is the Inyan of Masechet Avodah Zarah. This is at least the Inyan that comes after the beginning and end of Masechet Avodah Zarah. The Maila of Klal Yisrael in comparison that comes through the Goyim. That comes through the all of Avodah Zarah in the world and how Am Yisrael differentiates themselves from it. Alecha Remes to add to this, The Sefer Hodor Kovod, which speaks about the Hadron Aluch, brings the name of the Ben Yishai a few ways to darshan the words of the end of the Masechto, right after the end of the Masechto. Hadron Aluch HaSoicher Sapoyil V'Sliklo Masechas V'Dezoro. So he darshan this word in a few ways, and the first way is that Hadron Aluch HaSoicher Sapoyil, when you come to the end of the Sechirus of the Poyil, who's the Poyil Am Yisrael, when they come to get the reward for the Sechirus, the fact that Hashem, so to speak, hired them in this world, so the goyim come and say, why you give it to them more than us? Like we had in the beginning of the Masechta. So Hashem says, you're going to testify that they kept the Torah. From you will come the revelation that Am Yisrael did the right thing. Slikolo Masechas Avodah Zarah, all the Oivdei Avodah Zarah have to leave once they themselves come and reveal the Ma'ala of Klal Yisrael. So this is the ending of the Masechta, the Gilui of the Ma'ala of Klal Yisrael through the Umas Olam, through the Avodah Zarah of Umas Olam, through the Ma'asim of Umas Olam. Hadron Aluch, the Shor Machshava Shiurim, and Masechta Avodah Zarah, once again, we were zoiche to have a shiur on every daf on this Masechta, B'siyata Dishmaya and Zchus Rabim, and Be'ez Hashem will be zoiche to continue to do this together on the entire Shas. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.